With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump said on Tuesday Iran made a valuable offer to reach a deal with the United States in negotiations that Iranian officials have so far denied are taking place. Trump says Iran has made a show of faith.
They gave us a present, and the present arrived today. And it was a very big present worth a tremendous amount of money. And I'm not going to tell you what that present is, but it was a very significant prize. And they gave it to us, and they said they were going to give it. So that meant one thing to me, we're dealing with the right people. No, it wasn't nuclear related. It was oil and gas related, and it was a very nice thing they did. But what it showed me is that we're dealing with the right people.
Meanwhile, attacks on both Iran and Israel continued today. The investigation into a deadly crash at New York's LaGuardia Airport between a jet and a fire truck Sunday night is in full swing.
Stop, truck one. Stop. Stop, truck one. Stop.
That sound captured on liveatc.net of the air traffic controller trying to warn the fire truck. Then 20 minutes later.
Yeah, I know I was here. I tried to reach out to my stuff, and we were dealing with an emergency earlier, and I messed up.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says air traffic control staffing was not an issue. The front of the Air Canada jet torn apart, the two pilots killed, flight attendant Solange Tremblay ejected while strapped into her jump seat. At least 40 injured, including two on the fire truck responding to a separate emergency of an odor on a United flight. Julie Walker, New York.
A New Mexico jury finds that social media conglomerate Meta is harmful to children's mental health and in violation of state consumer protection law. The jury announced its verdict Tuesday after nearly 7 weeks of trial. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 84 points. This is SRN News. Disturbing documents from the CIA.
According to a report by America First Legal, during the Biden years, the spy agency was deeply concerned about so-called white extremism in the U.S. and concluded that, quote, traditional motherhood and homemaking were indicators. AFL points to a Biden-era CIA document titled Women Advancing White Violent Extremist Radicalization and Recruitment. AFL says, quote, an agency with critical intelligence responsibilities was spending its resources targeting women promoting motherhood. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are races in 30 states this year for attorney general, and groups that support those candidates are spending big money. Pro-life advocates are trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go after out-of-state medical providers who prescribe abortion pills by telehealth. Liberal groups are trying to help Democrats to victory in various states. This is SRN News. Afghanistan's Taliban says America's academic Dennis Coyle, held since 2025, has been released.
A statement from Afghanistan's foreign ministry said academic researcher Dennis Coyle had been released in Kabul, the country's capital, on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, the holiday following Ramadan, the Muslim holy month of fasting. The release followed an appeal from his family, and the Supreme Court had considered his previous imprisonment sufficient. Coyle was detained in January 2025 on allegations of violating laws, although the Afghan authorities have never publicly stated what laws he was accused of having violated. Earlier this month, the State Department announced the designation of Afghanistan as a sponsor of wrongful detention, accusing it of engaging in hostage diplomacy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.